11 minutes after 5 o'clock, Bullseye on the afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM, entering the final hour of today's show, having some fun here on a Thursday night. A little later on tonight, we've got Cavaliers basketball coming your way, the Cavs taking on the San Antonio Spurs down in San Antonio. They were just here last night, taking on the Houston Rockets, and boy, what a ball game it was. It was a lot of fun to watch and listen to. And speaking of listening to Cavs games, we've got the voice of the Cavaliers, Tim Alcorn, joining us on the hotline live from San Antonio. Tim's appearances are brought to you by North Ridgeville, convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Tim, how are things down in Texas, my friend?
Well, so far, things have gone pretty well. It's been a non-eventful day. Cavaliers did not have a shoot-around this morning, so basically been hanging out at the hotel and now waiting for the bus to head on over to the arena and get ready for tonight.
Boy, what an effort last night, Tim. It was just so reassuring to see that the Cavs can still go toe-to-toe with one of the NBA's finest, the Houston Rockets. And, you know, this is one of those years where sometimes you got to dig to find victories and little battles, but this is a Rockets team that averaged over 120 points a game going into last night. Cavaliers held them to 116. Most of that damage done by James Harden as he went off for 55, but it was nice to see the Cavaliers. It was reassuring to see that effort last night.
Absolutely it was. And while the Cavs are in the midst of an 8-game losing streak, it's hard to say they're back on track, but I think they are. I mean, last Saturday was just a horrendous effort against Philadelphia. You can't sugarcoat that. It was just bad. But they bounced back, competed against Boston, made a nice run against the Celtics to get themselves back in that ball game, and then, of course, as you alluded to, last night's effort at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse was just tremendous. 24-0 run between the third and fourth quarters. You know, again, learning how to win. So they made some mistakes down the stretch, and it cost them a ball game. But I think this team is back to its level of competitiveness and just fighting every night that John Beilein was hoping to see.
A loss is a loss for sure, but did that performance, you think, restore at least a little bit of confidence? I know that's tough to measure, and I think we'll probably get a better sense tonight, but do you get the sense that maybe last night's performance against a team like the Rockets restored a little confidence with this group?
That's possible. I also think, you know, on the bus ride over to the airport and then on the flight back from Boston, I think they also regained a little bounce in their step after that Celtics game. They made that great run. And like last night, Bull, up in Boston the other night, it was the second unit. It was the bench bunch that kind of came in and got things going, especially Kevin Porter Jr. But, yeah, I think there's a little bit of confidence or at least the realization that, as you alluded to earlier, this team can play or at least compete with anybody. It may not always and probably won't always show up in the win and loss column, but they have the ability to go out and compete with people. And I think at this point in the rebuild and in this process that the Cavs are going through, that's what John Beilein's looking for.
You mentioned Kevin Porter Jr., and you knew we'd discuss him today based on what he did, not only last night, but what he's been able to do throughout the course of the season. But, boy, was he impressive yesterday. And listening to him at shoot-around yesterday, some of the comments he made, as a Cavs fan, you can't help but get excited about that because he talked about wanting to bring energy and learning the value and the motivation behind playing defense on every single possession. But yesterday he was just so good. Tim, it's got me thinking, you know, how much longer do you think we're going to have to wait before he cracks the starting lineup consistently?
That's a great question, Bull, and that's above you and I's pay grade. And, you know, a few months ago, I knew what you made. So, you know, we'll see how this plays out. You know, that's a decision that John Beilein and the staff and probably Kobe Altman and Mike Gansey are going to be involved with. But, yeah, and you and I have talked about this during the course of our weekly conversations here. He brings instant energy off that bench. Yeah, he's just a dynamic type of player. Now, he's only 19 years old, so he doesn't even turn 20 until next spring. So there's going to be a growth curve. But, man, what we have seen so far, the glimpses. And then last night, it was more than just a glimpse. It was an all-out effort. 6 3 balls, 24 points. I mean, he was just terrific. So he's earning himself more minutes. Now, of course, the question is, if you insert him into the starting lineup, who then becomes the sixth man or part of that bench that right now is performing very, very well?
Again, we're talking with Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Tim's appearances are brought to you by North Ridgeville Convenient Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. Don't forget, when we wrap up with Tim, we're giving away a Cavaliers mystery prize. You'll have to wait for your cue to call and win. Well, speaking of high-energy guys, Tim, and this isn't a guy that's just been doing it this year. He's been doing it for a long time now. Tristan Thompson is a guy that has been able to bring it every single night. And, you know, over the weekend, you know, when the reports came out about some comments being made by some guys about maybe not necessarily buying into Coach John Beilein, Tristan Thompson made it a point to wait for the media to come to him to send his message. It's one thing to say that, and it's another thing to take that to another level and do it. He's been bringing the energy every single night, and sometimes that can be a tough thing to do when things aren't necessarily going your way, but do you sense that a lot of his energy on every single possession is becoming a little more contagious?
I would say so. I would also say, you know, let's not be naive. Tristan's in a contract year. So I think he's going to give his all every single solitary night. But I don't mean that to disparage his effort, because it has been outstanding. And as you said, he has really battled in that low block. For the most part, he's outsized down there, and yet he's averaging that double-double. He's averaging that double-double and just getting after it game after game. I don't think the Cavaliers could ask for any more than what they're getting from Tristan Thompson. And as you said, Bull, you alluded to the fact that there was the article in The Athletic, and Tristan Thompson was very, very vocal about saying, this isn't what I'm seeing and this isn't what I'm believing, and somebody ought to have the guts, to use that term, to say it out loud and to say it to somebody's face. So that's a sign of leadership right there. You know, the guy's a 9-year veteran. Listen, we're all in this boat together. You know, we either row together or this thing's going to sink. And we're going to have some major problems. So I commend him for that. And certainly his effort is one that you can't question. He's been getting after it for every single game.
I also think, too, Tim, and I know this can certainly be debated to some degree, I think he's the unquestioned leader of this team. I know Kevin Love is the guy that gets a lot of attention. He also makes more than anybody else. I don't know how much that factors in here as well, but I don't think there's any doubt in my mind who the leader of this team is, the guy that answers the bell every single game. You know, you don't see him take many games off. He's been really an Iron Man in his 9 years with the Cavaliers, and that's a very important role on a team like this that has so many, not just young guys, some very, very young guys. We're talking 20 years of age or younger. But, you know, Tim, to me, it seems like Tristan Thompson is the unquestioned leader on this club.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that assessment, Bull. Again, that 9-year veteran, he's won an NBA championship. He's been to multiple finals. He gets it. And we know, whether it's a high school team or college or NBA level, there's leadership by example. There's leadership vocally. Tristan Thompson does it both ways. Again, that work ethic, just that, you know, relentless effort that he gives. That's leadership by example on the floor. And again, I'm privileged to watch shoot arounds in practice. He gets after it in practice. And then on the vocal side, going back to last weekend, he demonstrated there when he has to speak out, he will, and he will speak out forcefully. So that carries weight as well. So I think your point's very valid.
Well, every week we talk and every week we look for an update on Dylan Windler, and, you know, the fact that he's actually out on the court and he's starting to play some meaningful basketball games, that's got people excited. Any update on Dylan Windler and when we might actually see him with the Cavaliers again?
I think the plan was to keep him in Canton for at least a couple of weeks. So I know after this quick road trip, 3 games tonight, San Antonio, Milwaukee, and then Toronto on Monday. The Cavs come home for 3 over the Christmas holiday. I don't know if we'll see him at that point. I meant to chat about that with Scott Cirilla last night. I don't know if you chatted with him about that during the countdown show. Of course, Scott, the voice of the Canton Charge. But as far as I know, the plan was to keep him down there at least for a while to get that shooting stroke back, because I did hear Scott say there's no doubt he showed some rust those first couple of ball games.
And that's to be expected. I mean, yeah, even though he played in those summer league games, and you mentioned he's been somewhat limited in the time in which he spent with the Cavaliers in practice, it's going to take some time to shake the rust off. There's no question. And then, of course, when he gets with the Cavaliers, it's going to take him a while to find out where he fits in as well. But I think we're all very, very anxious to see how he fits in and when he's going to get the opportunity to do so. Tim, we
absolutely have... Absolutely, Bull. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. But, yeah, absolutely. We've talked about that. That, listen, you know, you put a number one draft pick on this kid. So at some point, you have to see what you have there. You've got to find out. So didn't mean to interrupt, but you're exactly right.
Oh, no, and I think it's important to note that because, yeah, people want to know what they've got with Wendler, because I think of the three they drafted in the first round, maybe we knew the least about Wendler because there was so much excitement with Kevin Porter Jr., and I think so many people looked at the spot in which he was drafted. They thought, boy, this guy looks like a steal. With Garland drafting him fifth overall, there are very high expectations that come along with that for all the obvious reasons. But with Wendler, I feel like we didn't know a whole lot about him. So I think people are really anxious to see what the Cavaliers have in him. But to talk about another guy that hasn't seen a whole lot of time, and I know he's a name we bring up from time to time, Ante Zizic. I mean, he didn't play again last night. Any idea what the future holds for him? It just kind of looks like he's lost and doesn't have a spot in John Beilein's current rotation.
Well, again, I think you're correct in your assessment there. I think John Henson coming off that bench has provided length. He's been effective in the minutes he's been out there. And he certainly gets up and down the floor a little bit quicker than Ante Zizic. Ante is a little more of that classic low post guy. So I think the way the Cavs want to play, and I think the way that bench has been playing, at least the past couple of games, with Henson being part of the group that comes in and really provides the energy, I think right now he has surpassed Ante Zizic on that depth chart.
Yeah, it certainly appears that's the case, because we haven't seen much of Zizic recently. All right, Tim, before we let you go, my friend, a very, very tough stretch over the next 5 days for the Cavaliers. This has been a real tough week, beginning with the loss against Boston. They played hard last night, albeit in a loss against the Rockets. They are in San Antonio tonight. You, of course, will have the call tip time scheduled for right around 8:30 down in San Antonio. Doesn't get any easier on Saturday night as the Cavaliers are in Milwaukee to take on the Bucks. Then, of course, beginning of next week, they've got the Toronto Raptors, so these next few days, Tim, are going to be very challenging for the Cavaliers.
And that's one of the things that we've talked about, that the schedule is just unrelenting. And listen, that's life in the NBA. Heck, I'm getting used to it. I was talking to somebody down at the arena last night, and they said, well, now you know what the gauntlet of the NBA schedule is. And I said, yeah, you're right. I mean, a lot of travel, quality competition. I mean, there are no cupcakes, as my old friend John Rossitano used to say, coming up here in the next three games. But you know what? You fight through it, you battle through it, and I'm sure, you know, I don't speak for John Beilein, but I'm sure one of the things he's looking for, just like last night, go out 100% effort and let the chips fall with their may or where they may, but just be competitive.
And they certainly were last night. Let's hope that a lot of that translates into success against those San Antonio Spurs tonight. Tim, as always, my friend, we appreciate the time. We know you've got to jump on the bus and head on down to San Antonio to catch that Spurs-Cavaliers game tonight. We look forward to your call this evening, my friend.
Sounds great. Look forward, as always, to chatting with you on WEOL. It was great to see you last night down at the arena. So, hey, let's play some Cavaliers basketball.
Sounds good to know. You guys will get after it tonight. Tim, thank you for the time, my friend. Always appreciated.
All righty, Bull. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim. Again, that's Tim Alcorn, the voice of the Cleveland Cavaliers, joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. All right, let's open up those phone lines. We've got a Cavaliers mystery prize to give away. 440-322-0930. Thanks to our good friends at North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco on Center Ridge and Barton Roads. If you're the first to call, you'll win the mystery prize. Let's get to a break. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.